Hi, thank you for calling LMAX. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, I got a question. I spoke to someone yesterday regarding a package that I didn't receive. They were going to send out another one, but I just saw in my email that, am I going to get charged again for that?
No, they're going to send it out. They're not going to bill you. Hold on for one moment, though.
Oh, okay.
I just need to sign into that link and take a look
I
at
just
the
wanted to
account.
check.
One moment.
Okay.
And what is your email address?
It's JM dot ARELLANO 084 at Gmail.
Okay, one moment.
Okay.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Jennifer Arellano.
Okay, and verify your address, please.
312 Forte Drive, Santa Paula, California, 93060.
Okay, that's the information that I have. And is this for the CryoFreeze Hemp CBD Roll-On Extra Strength?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so it looks like they sent out, says shipment out for delivery. They sent you an email, and this
Yes.
was done 8:19 a.m. Okay, so no, they're not going to bill you for it.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to check this. Okay, so this one will be like,
You know what? Hold on for a second. Let's see. It says last order placed December 22nd. Looks like they might have billed you. Let me see. No, you were billed $43.25.
Yeah, that's the email that I saw this morning. Well, not too long ago.
So you were billed. Okay, so tell me again what happened.
Okay, so the one that I was supposed to get, I think it was the 20th. It wasn't in my mailbox, and I checked the next day yesterday, and it wasn't there. So I don't know
So you never
where
received
the
it.
yeah, I don't know what the mailman did with it. I don't know if he put it in someone else's mailbox or what, and no one ever gave me a package, so yeah.
So you sent an email letting, did you explain what happened as you explained to me?
I spoke to someone yesterday over the phone. Yeah, I told them that I didn't receive my package and I don't know where it is. It said it was there, it got delivered, but it wasn't there. And so she said that she was gonna send out a new one, but she didn't tell me I was gonna get charged.
Oh yeah, they charged you.
Yeah, and this one was more than what I spent because I
Normally
had
pay.
a code. Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a notation of what you stated.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to email probably corporate and let them know that you never received the package.
Okay.
Hold on for one second. Okay, and when was that order placed?
Let me check my email really quick.
Okay, because I'm looking. Let's see.
View
all orders. Hold on for a sec.
The 15th, I believe. Okay, yeah. The first one that I ordered was on the 15th, and I spent $34.60.
Okay, the 15th of December?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I'm not showing that one.
I have, you need the order.
Did you place this
order
on? Yes. What's the order number?
It's SH-173473.
Okay, because I see that order, but it has a line through it. I wondered if that was it.
It has.
It's like it's. You know, like if you make an error when you're writing something, you just draw a line through it. It's a line through the order number, the date, your name, everything. So I was wondering if that was the order.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever seen that. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they gave you a credit. Well, that wouldn't make sense. So they should have just reshipped it, complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? Hold on. Let's see. Strange. Okay. One moment.
Okay.
You know what? Let me have my supervisor take a look at the account. Right quick.
Okay.
One second.
Okay.
And I can just ask her. Okay, hold on. I'm asking her why was a line placed through the order?
Okay.
Let's see. 173473. Let's see. Oh, I guess it would help if I gave her your name. One second. Well, I gave her the order number, so. Tell me your name again. I'm on a different page. Yes, Jennifer, right? Hold on.
Yes.
I remember that. What's your last name?
Arellano, A-R-E.
Okay, hold on. A-R-E-L-L.
A-N-L.
A-N-L. Okay, thanks. So she's checking for me.
Oh, okay. Because I
saw that order, and I'm like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So that's why when you gave me the order number, that was the order number. So she's checking for me. She's a supervisor. She's the one that trained me for this project, so she'll know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'd rather ask that way if I run across it again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's see what she says. And then I'll let her know, too. Let's see. Customer said... And that's the order you didn't receive, right?
Yeah, that's the one I didn't get.
Okay, so she's writing back. Let's see what she says. I'll wait until she finished typing, and then I'll let her know that you didn't receive that order. So they sent out another one, but they charged you for it.
Yeah.
She's typing a lot. Okay, that is the original order where there was a reship put through today. Yes, it was, but she was billed for it. The order SH 'Cause she's typing again. So yes, yeah, she's saying the reship was put through today, but it looks like you were billed. But let's see. And the email you said that you received says that you were billed for it.
Yeah, and it was like, yeah.
Yeah, because according to what I saw, it looks like they billed you. But she did realize it was a reship, but I was letting her know you weren't supposed to be billed because you never received that order.
Yeah.
So let's see what she says.
Okay.
Yes, she was billed a new order, blah, blah, blah. Reshipment process today and is still unfulfilled. She should get in 7 to 10 business days. Right, hold on. Right?
Okay.
I get that. But okay, so I let her know the order that you paid for previously, you never received. So the order, the new order that they sent out today, you thought was going to be reship complimentary. So now let's see what she says to that. Oh, I cracked myself up. Okay, hold on. Let's see what she says. She might have you reach out to online corporate. So I was looking for the tracking number and I didn't see it. So she's not typing anything now. So she must be researching it. While she's doing that, let me take a look at the order again. Because I didn't see a wonder, because there's a little box that says reship. I wonder why they just didn't do that. But I'm still learning because I just learned this particular campaign, so we'll see. But usually they'll have a tracking number, so I was going to track it. that there's not a tracking number of the previous delivery method. There's not even a tracking number for that. Okay, so she's typing again. Let's see what she says. Because my thoughts are you shouldn't have to pay again if you never received the previous one.
I know. That's why I was like confused.
And it looked like they would ask. I mean, like they would tell you, well, you didn't say you received it. Tracking shows it was delivered. You know, tell you something. Yeah. They just don't reship it and then bill you again.
Yeah, and plus, like, it's not the same as what I paid the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's typing. See what she says. She said, yeah, I see she was billed. Place to go for customer. Okay, so we're going to give you a refund. All right, hold on for one second. Okay, so I'm going to submit this to corporate so we can provide you with a refund. Hold on for one second.
Okay.
Let's see. I just want to make sure I fill out the correct form. Mm-hmm, here it is. I found it. Okay, let's see. One second. See, now I know what to do next time.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, because, you know, if you don't know, you don't know, and I don't want to just tell you anything.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be like, that girl Cindy told me this. I'm filling this form out. One moment. I thought I would be able to copy and paste, but it won't let me, so I have to just type it all in. Thank you for being patient.
No problem.
Thanks for not going off. You'd be surprised.
Hopefully it's worth it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, but I've heard a lot of positive things about it. I think it's our number one seller because whenever anyone calls, it's always about that product. I need to try it. Mm-hmm.
I hope it's worth it.
Yep, I always hear positive things about it. Okay, I want to make sure I have your email address correct. JM dot, your last name, arellano084@gmail.com. Okay, let's see. Order number. Almost done. 173-473. Okay, and I'm going to provide them with the phone number that you're calling from. Is that a good number for you? 619-730-9819.
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Refund. Brief explanation of issue. All right, let's see. Customer. Never. Hold on for one moment.
Okay.
Okay, brief explanation of issue. Customer never received this order, so another order was processed. Oh, wait a minute. I don't like how that sounds. Customer never received the order. This order. Okay, so I said customer never received this order. Speaking of the order SH173473, so an agent processed a new order but charged her. You shouldn't have been billed. Okay, so I'll submit it. All right, so the refund, we'll give it 7 business days. If you haven't received the refund in 7 business days, give us a call back.
Okay,
hold on. Okay. All righty. You are all set. And again,
thank you.
I do apologize. Oh, you're welcome. Glad I was able to help.
Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.